Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 13, 31 to 35. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 to 35. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. My theme for reflection is small things, serious kingdom. Small things, serious kingdom. If you have ever planted something and then checked on it every 6 hours like it is a baby monitor, you already understand part of Jesus' point. We love big results, preferably by Tuesday. But God seems to enjoy starting with the kind of beginnings that look almost laughable. A mustard seed in the palm, a pinch of yeast hidden in flour. In Matthew 13, 31 to 35, the problem Jesus quietly addresses is our impatience and our tendency to misread God's presence. When the world is loud with empire, violence, money, and spectacle, God's reign can look too small to matter. Even Jesus' own ministry appeared limited. One Galilean rabbi, a handful of followers, resistance from powerful elites, and misunderstandings from the crowds. It is easy to conclude. If God were really at work, it would be obvious by now. So Jesus Christ gives two pictures of the kingdom, a mustard seed that becomes a sheltering tree and yeast that works through the whole batch. The resolution is not a clever technique, but a new way of seeing. God's reign is already present, often unnoticed, and yet it is inexorably at work, growing, spreading, and reshaping what it touches. What looks hidden is not inactive. What looks small is not insignificant. The Old Testament helps us read the mustard tree rightly. In Ezekiel 17, 22 to 24, God promises to plant a tender twig that will become a noble tree where birds of every kind will nest. A picture of God's sovereign rule that gathers nations under life-giving shade. Jesus' mustard seed echoes that promise, but with a twist. God's empire does not grow like rooms through domination, but like hospitality. The branches are not for boasting, they are for nesting. And the yeast? It is everyday, domestic, ordinary, yet transformative. A woman kneads it in, and all of it was leavened. That quiet inevitability is the gospel's protest against despair. Evil is real, but it is not ultimate. Stagnation feels permanent, but it is not final. This is why Jesus speaks in parables to fulfill the scripture. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Psalm 78, verse 2. The kingdom was never meant to be grasped as trivia. It is revealed as a mystery that changes the hearer. As Augustine of Hippo put it, hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain as they are. God's kingdom gives us both holy refusal of injustice and patient courage that God is working even when we cannot yet measure it. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to dismiss God's work because it looks too small or too slow? Number two, who around me needs shade, a practical experience of welcome, dignity, and refuge? And now our practical exercise for today. Do one deliberately small act of kingdom hospitality. Send an encouragement, check on someone overlooked, share food, offer a lift, apologize first, then pray over it as a mustard seed. God can grow beyond your sight. Lord of the mustard seed and the hidden yeast, forgive our impatience and our despair. Train our eyes to notice your quiet work and make our lives a place where others can find shelter. Let your kingdom grow in us through justice, loving kindness, and humble faithfulness until the whole dough of our communities is touched by your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.